This is the TJ Trout Show. Who do you think you're talking to
when you talk to me that way? Right now on the line, graciously accepting an invitation for a Friday afternoon, was Pavlos Panagopoulos from Satir Advisor Networks. So, hey, thanks. This was last minute. I appreciate you coming on the air.
Hey, thank you, TJ. You know, I don't need to go to Santa Fe, or I don't have anything going on this evening. So that's not, I guess it sounds like I'm a pretty boring person, right?
No, wait. I'm picturing you, you know, and your lovely wife. I picture the both of you are going to have a giant, big, fat Greek Christmas. Is that true?
Actually, it's going to be kind of pared down this year. We're going to go over and see our friends Steve Stucker and Rose Stucker and have a big fat Greek Christmas with them, you know? Hey.
Oh, you name dropper. So you're going to hang out with the media celebrities is what you're saying.
Yes. And then next year it's with the Trouts, I think.
Come on by, man. Come on by. Absolutely.
I'll bring the Ouzo, okay?
Oh, no. No, you will not bring the Ouzo. No, you can bring some of the good red Greek wine, though. That'd be good.
Okay, a little Ritzina.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Anyway, hey, thanks for being on. Glad you're here with us. I got like several things I wanted to talk to you about anyway. So it was not a good month for interest rates. I mean, what do they say? Interest rates, then mostly consumer goods and energy, right? Driven, and it was like 6.8%. So how does this bode for all of us? I mean, is there an end in sight to this?
Well, you and I are old enough to remember the 70s. The inflation hasn't been this high since almost 40 years. So it was back in the 70s when we've seen inflation running this high. And, of course, you know, the government talks about transitory. But, you know, this inflation cycle is going to be a lot more than just transitory or temporary. We're going to be with this inflation cycle for quite a while.
Well, define quite a while for me, because, I mean, I don't want you to frighten all of us, but, I mean, there's got to be an end at some point, right?
Basically, the government's printing money by the trillions. Basically, Washington, you know, TJ, I would say they're spending money like drunken sailors, but I got more respect for drunken sailors than the folks in Washington.
Right. But the thing is, though, Pavlos, they always spend money like drunken sailors. I mean, it's everything else, isn't it? Isn't it the pandemic, the supply chain and all that kind of stuff, and the lack of services, lack of stuff to buy?
I agree with you. They've always done that in Washington. It doesn't matter if it's Republicans or Democrats. I mean,
yes.
When Trump was in office, you know, guess who the Fed chairman was? Jay Powell.
Yeah.
And now Biden, guess who he reappointed? And, you know, right. Of course, Jay Powell's Republican, right?
Right. So, but the thing is, though, I mean, and, you know, we're having the battle over the debt ceiling and everything. I mean, they're going to approve it. They're going to approve an increase. But why don't they have this conversation, Pavlos, about the debt when they're drawing up the bill for the fiscal year? Why don't they do it all then and just say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to agree right now that this is the money we're going to spend? Why do they do this and instead of making a big political football out of it?
Well, because, you know, whoever's in control of the levers of power in Washington got their hands on the printing press, right? And so they've got the hands on a printing press. They're not worried about the next election cycle. They're just worried about, you know, they've got the power now, and they got the purse strings. And so they're going to spend, you know whose money that they spend, TJ, and you know who pays for all this fiscal irresponsibility.
Let me ask you something, though. What would happen if, like, say, this will never happen, and BV says it probably already happened, we're just ignoring it, there is a balanced budget amendment, right? There is one, but it's ignored. Is that true?
Pretty much. I mean, here in New Mexico, we can't print money, so we kind of have to, you know, but we, of course, have oil revenue.
Sure.
Our governor is killing, but, you know, we have to balance our budget. States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. Because they can just print money. And if you want to just, any of our listeners want to go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, just go to the Resource Center, and you see that we are now approaching $8 trillion that the Fed has monetized. So they're basically monetizing the debt. And again, you know, once you're in charge of the purse strings, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, keep your hands off the Treasury, right? And they're just going to keep printing money and hope that, you know, they kick the can down the road.
All right, well,
let me
ask you this, though. So back to what I'm saying about a balanced budget amendment, which is, like I said, being ignored. What if, like, in a year, next year, 2 years, 5 years, they finally said, okay, next year it is illegal to go over to not have a balanced budget, and we have to have a. What would happen to the economy if we next year decided we're going to balance the budget? What would happen?
Well, here's what. First of all, major thing will happen. Now that we have so much entitlements out there, TJ, and it's kind of hard to step back on the entitlements. Once you start giving entitlements to people, it's hard to take those entitlements back. So now the budget is so much leaning toward entitlement. That includes Social Security. So you got all that. And then, of course, you got to pay for defense. But now if interest rates start going up, which you already talked about that, all of a sudden, you know, we could be paying a third of our budget just paying the interest on the national debt. And the national debt, and again, if any of our listeners want to go to debtclock.org, you can see our national debt now is approaching $30 trillion.
Yeah, that's
so it's
crazy.
Kind of like our credit card is maxed out. And now, TJ, you're going, okay, we're going to tighten our belt. Well, like, you know, our credit card's kind of maxed out.
Well, let me ask you.
We're going to tighten our belt.
Yeah, but let me get, yeah, well, that's my point, though, man. I mean, let's get back to this. I mean, if they actually did it, I'm saying, okay, they're actually doing it. Like, I'm just using next year as an example. What would happen? Would the economy collapse if we did that?
Well, first of all, you're talking about getting the scissors and cutting up the credit cards, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of, our listeners out there, that's kind of a hard thing to do. I had to go through that. You know, as a young 22, 23-year-old,
right,
I ran up my debt. You know what I did? I actually had a client come to see me as a financial planner, and he brought in a whole briefcase full of credit cards. And after he left, because I basically handed him the scissors, and I said, here's your financial plan. He says, I can't do that. And the moment he left, and I closed my door, guess what I did? I took out every credit card I had in my wallet, TJ, and cut them up.
Wow.
The question is, does Washington have the guts to do that? Now, I can tell you, it's a very painful lesson. And do the United States and the American public have the will to go through that pain? We went through that in the 70s. You remember Jimmy Carter and his sweater, you know? I mean, you know, that's...
Jimmy Carter and his sweater.
You remember that, right? The sweater?
Yes, I do.
Now everybody got to wear their sweater because we got to put our thermostat.
All right, anyway, okay, all right. Yeah. Jimmy Carter in a sweater.
And I'm not being political. I love Jimmy Carter.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, I think Jimmy Carter was a class act.
Yeah.
Not a good president.
No.
Definitely a class act. And you remember back in the 70s, Paul Volcker was a Democrat. He was advisor of Obama. He was appointed as Fed chairman. And it was told basically Jimmy Carter, back in the 70s, 1978, 79, if I do what has to be done to fix this economy, Jimmy, you're going to lose the election in 1980. And guess what happened? 1982, excuse me. What happened in 1980?
1980. It was 1980. That was Reagan.
Yeah, 1980, yeah. Right. Reagan was elected president, right?
Yeah.
And Paul Volcker raised interest rates to 18%.
I remember that.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And mortgage rates were at 18%.
That was nuts.
But let me tell you, let me give credit to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter said to Paul Volcker, well, if it's the right thing to do, Paul, then just do it.
That's a horrible Jimmy Carter.
Biden, I know. I don't think Biden will do that. I don't think Biden has.
No, I don't think anybody's got the balls to do that.
Yeah, right. Nobody.
Or the overs.
I like a Jimmy Carter.
Right. All right. Hey, hold on. We got to take a break. I'm going to ask you about the Feds, by the way. What's going to happen with interest rates coming up in the future? We're talking to Pavlos Panagopoulos here, Satira Advisor Network's Traffic 10 Seconds. Hold on.
News Radio KKOB.
All right. Whoops. So I'm jumping the gun on you, man. I apologize. All right. DJ John, BV at the controls. Haley in the newsroom. All right, Gabe snuck out before he could translate for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do you do? All right, then we got Pavlos Panagopoulos from Satira Advisor Network. So I'm going to bottom line this, and then I want to get on to the feds, Pavlos. So we need a short answer, though, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Short answer.
So if they actually balance the budget in 2023, okay, wouldn't that short term, and I'm just asking, send the country into a deep recession?
Or depression. It's depression, right. So they don't have the political will to do the right thing. You know, we talked about Jimmy Carter earlier.
Yeah.
You know, he said, hey, I don't mind losing the election. I want to do what's right for this country. We don't have people in Washington TJ, that are like that. They're just looking at the next election cycle. Right. Even corporations, you know, they're looking at next quarter's earnings, you know, whether it's PNM or Allegrid or whatever. They're not looking at the long term. And I guess if we looked at the long term, you know, we're going to have to see that we have to go through some pain.
Yep, sure.
To correct our situation.
Okay, I know we're running out of time here. I mean, I appreciate you being on. But all right, what are the Feds going to do with interest rates and stuff? What's going on with the Feds?
So the Feds are talking about tapering. And what that basically means is, we talked about we're now at $8 trillion. What the Fed is doing is printing money. They're basically buying government bonds, or they were. Then COVID hit. So then, you know, everybody heard about the taper tantrum. Now they started buying corporate bonds. And so they're buying bonds to, let's say, the tune of $100 billion a month. So they're going to slowly start not buying so much bonds. Let's say instead of $100 billion, they're going to buy $80 billion, and then there's $60 billion, and so on and so on. So they're not really raising interest rates, but because they're not buying those corporate bonds, all of a sudden you don't have this buyer of last resort, the federal government, buying those bonds and keeping interest rates down. Rates will start creeping up. But they've talked about not raising interest rates until 2023. So
really?
Next year, yes. So
holy
next
crap.
Year, right. But they talked about increasing the taper, you know, the taper,
basically
adding. So, again, Jerome Powell, you know, and here's something, you know, you have a different opinion than I do, TJ, and BV has a different opinion. You know, the Fed had an opportunity, and actually it was Trump and the Republicans, to put, Judy Shelton on the Federal Reserve Board. And basically the Lamar Alexander stopped that, as well as some of the other Mitch McConnell, putting her on the Federal Reserve Board. Trump had appointed her. Now, she had a difference of opinion of a lot of people there on the Fed. She believed in hard money and going back to a gold standard. Now, you may not agree going to a gold standard. I might not agree. BV may not agree. But it's somebody with a different opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody on the Fed, it's all group think.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. Remember I said they're all about printing money.
Right.
You and I know who suffers from inflation. Not you who have houses. You have all the houses all in Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah, I got 50, 60 houses.
Going up.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting rich off this inflation.
Oh, yeah.
It's the poor people that suffer. You know, they're the ones that have to go to the gas pump and pay for gas or whatever.
Yeah, indeed. All right, we got to end it there. We usually go on an hour. We can't go on an hour today. We got to end it there. You got to do your disclaimer thing.
Yes, Securities and Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Anybody would like to reach us here in Albuquerque, 505-828-4068. TJ, it's always great to be on with you. Love debating you. Next time we'll have a little more time, and I can go at it a little bit.
Perfect. All right, you and Nikki have a great Christmas.
Yes, happy New Year as well to you and your lovely wife.
All right, thanks. All right, take care, Ben. All right, Pavlos Panalakopoulos, that was Survivor. What is wrong with me today?
Surviving the economy.
Michael Bublé.
That's pretty good, though.
Michael Bublé, right, sure. Okay, Cetera Advisor Networks.
Yeah.
My God.
We should have renamed it to Survivor.
I think, well, today, I think it needs to be. You're absolutely right. All right, traffic, 10 seconds, hold on.